I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 weeks after a 7.0 quake rocked parts of Turkey and Greece, aftershocks remain strong. The Turkish city of Izmir suffered the worst of the damage. The initial quake collapsed 17 buildings, killing at least 91 and injuring over 900. Gulsum, deputy director of Sat7 Turk, says,
"My dad is from Izmir. I was born and raised in Istanbul, but I used to go to Izmir during summer times, and I experienced some earthquakes in Izmir, but they were usually 4.6, 4.8. This is the first time in my life I'm hearing that big earthquake in Izmir."
Sat7 Turk has been praying for those affected, assuring listeners that the earthquake is not divine judgment. So pray that God would comfort the people of Izmir and that many would find hope in Jesus. And in a year that's been difficult for nearly every country around the world, nations in the Near East are particularly struggling. But even in these hardships, there's hope. The pandemic and resulting problems have led many people in Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Syria to ask questions about Jesus. Jane of Cry Out Now explains that ministries in these countries have had success connecting with those hurting over social media. Cry Out Now requests prayer for guidance and hope for those who are seeking peace in Jesus. She's also asking us to pray for Lebanon specifically.
Even though the Lebanese have been really shaken and are being shaken, they're still not the ones that are actually responding to the Facebook campaign. So I think I would also ask people to continue to pray for hearts to really be open. I would especially encourage people to pray for the harder to reach areas.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.